वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्रा. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर विलियम वर्ड्सवर्थ. ठीक है, बट विल डिस्कस हिज कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन टू लिटरेरी क्रिटिसिज्म. नाउ कीप इन माइंड दैट विलियम वर्ड्सवर्थ इज प्राइमरली नोन एज अ पोएट ऑफ द रोमांटिक एरा, बट हिज आइडियाज एज एक्सप्रेस्ड इन द प्रेफेस टू द लिरिकल बैलेड्स हैव ऑल्सो had a major impact on the field of literary criticism. Now let me remind you that the preface to the lyrical ballads, look on the screen. Now let me remind you that lyrical ballads was co-authored with writer Samuel Taylor Coleridge, and the preface to the lyrical ballads is considered a manifesto of romantic poetry and also a foundational text in literary criticism. Okay? At least when we read romantic literary criticism. And in this preface, Wordsworth first of all outlines his poetic principles. So he says that he will advocate the use of everyday language. Then he stresses the importance of emotion and imagination. Then he also says that the focus of the poems will be on nature and common life. Okay? And also keep in mind that this was a total repudiation of the neoclassical conventions that were prevalent before the Romantic era. This is why the preface to the lyrical ballads is regarded as revolutionary. Okay? Now, on one hand, during the neoclassical period, when we had John Dryden, Alexander Pope, the emphasis was on the principle of decorum. Okay? Decorum, balance, moderation, and of course, imitation of the classics and classical principles. Okay? So these were the guiding mantras of literature and literary criticism. Decorum, moderation, balance, order, imitation of classics. Okay? But when we move on to the Romantic era and Romantic literary criticism, as propounded by Wordsworth and Samuel Taylor Coleridge, the emphasis now shifts to imagination, individuality, aiming for transcendental themes, aspects and subjects, originality, not just imitation of classics, but total originality. And of course, allowing irrationality also, focusing on what is visionary. Okay? So individuality, imagination, transcendental, then focusing on the visionary and the original or originality. Now let me quote few lines from the preface to the lyrical ballads, because this will make your understanding of romantic literary criticism slightly more clear. Okay? Quote, now this is how Wordsworth describes poetry. Quote, poetry is the spontaneous overflow of powerful emotions. Okay? Poetry is the spontaneous overflow of powerful emotions. It takes its origin from emotion recollected in tranquility. Unquote. Okay? This emphasis on spontaneity, powerful feelings. And then again, later on in the preface, Wordsworth also highlights his aim of writing poetry and how poetry will be written in the lyrical ballads, or those poems that were ultimately included in the lyrical ballads. Let me quote him once more. Quote, the aim was to choose incidents and situations from common life. Okay? Choose incidents and situations from common life and to relate or describe them throughout as far as possible in a selection of language really used by men. Okay? In a selection of language really used by men, and at the same time to throw over them a certain coloring of imagination. Okay? To throw over them a certain coloring of imagination whereby ordinary things should be presented to the mind in an unusual aspect. Unquote. So this emphasis on imagination, selection of language that is really used by men, okay, and choosing incidents and situations from common life. Okay? All of these go directly against the neoclassical principles. So now the language will no longer imitate the classics. The style will no longer imitate the classics. The principle of decorum will no longer necessarily be followed. Okay? Because as per Wordsworth, poetry is a spontaneous overflow of powerful emotions. Okay? Now after that, in the preface to the lyrical ballads, okay, there is an instance when he asks this question that what is a poet? Okay? What is a poet? And then he also answers that the role of the poet is a man speaking to men. Okay? Within quotes, a man speaking to men. Ye bahut hi famous phrase hai unka. Okay? A man speaking to men. Now he says this because earlier in the preface, he also says that he was very much dissatisfied with the neoclassical poetry. Because earlier poetry or neoclassical poetry was full of gaudiness and inane phraseology. Okay? Ye bahut hi famous phrase hai inka, okay? Why he was dissatisfied with the earlier neoclassical poetry. Because he says that he was dissatisfied with the gaudiness and inane phraseology. So what is the meaning of gaudiness? See, gaudiness just means that, you know, something which is very bright or showy but tasteless. Okay? And the spelling is G-A-U-D-I-N-E-S-S. Okay? Gaudiness. ये याद रखना बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. दे कैन जस्ट डायरेक्टली गिव यू अ फ्रेज इन द एग्जाम एंड दे कैन से हु हैज सेड दिस. ठीक है, इट वॉज विलियम वर्ड्सवर्थ एंड आफ्टर वर्ड्स आई सेड इनेन फ्रेजोलॉजी. तो इनेन का क्या मतलब होता है? आई एन ए एन ई. व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ इनेन? सी, इट इज एक्सट्रीमली सिली विद नो रियल मीनिंग और इंपॉर्टेंस. उसे कहते हैं इनेन. ठीक है, सो ही वॉज डिससेटिस्फाइड विद द गॉडीनेस एंड इनेन फ्रेजोलॉजी ऑफ earlier poetry. That is why he says that the role of the poet is to act as a man speaking to men. And basically what he is trying to say is that the poet's role is to communicate directly with people from all walks of life. Okay? Sharing experiences, emotions that are universally relatable to people and using language that is accessible and understandable to the common man. ठीक है, और कॉमन पीपल. सो रादर देन राइट पोएट्री फॉर द एरिस्टोक्रेसी और सोशली अलीट पीपल, राइट पोएट्री फॉर द कॉमन मैन. ठीक है, एंड एक्सप्रेस इट इन अ वेरी स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड वे. ये कहने का मतलब है. नाउ लेट मी टेल यू दैट देर आर सम ग्रेट पोएम्स बाय विलियम वर्ड्सवर्थ दैट क्लोजली फॉलो हिज प्रिंसिपल्स एज आउटलाइंड इन द प्रेफेस. नाउ सम ऑफ द गुड एग्जाम्पल्स आर ओड Intimations of Immortality, ये वाली जो poem है, very famous poem. Then we have Tintern Abbey, ठीक है, the poem Tintern Abbey, this is also a great example. And then again another poem called Lines Composed a Few Miles Above Tintern Abbey. Now these are two poems, ठीक है, Tintern Abbey is different and the Lines Composed a Few Miles Above Tintern Abbey, this is a different poem. But all of these poems closely adhere to the principles as laid down by William Wordsworth. ठीक है, so from an exam point of view, just remember the ideas that William Wordsworth expresses, why he was dissatisfied with neoclassical poetry. उस phrase को आप याद रखना. Afterwards, at least remember some of the important phrases or lines where he describes his methodology of writing poetry, his reason of writing poetry, and in which way, which language, what is the subject matter. ठीक है, इस पे question आ सकते हैं exam में. ठीक है.